بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف أنبياء الله. And may Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble of all of the prophets of Allah, Nabiyyina Muhammadin, our Prophet Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, and likewise that of his family and companions, all of them in entirety. Picking up here with our dear brothers in our study of al-usul al-thalatha that we have left off for about 1 month's time. Our brothers in the state of Florida, the Tarbiyah Initiative, Masjid Quba, Islamic Center of Palm Beach. May Allah Ta'ala grant them all success. We come together weekly, as we have come together weekly previously, for a total of 4 sessions. And we are in the middle of our discussion, or somewhere in the middle of our discussion, about Allah Ta'ala creating us, providing for us, and not leaving us without purpose, but rather sending us a messenger to inform us about what he wants from us. And we've reached, in our study of this text, al-usul al-thalatha, we've reached the statement of the author, فَمَنْ أَطَاعَهُ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever obeys that messenger, he enters paradise. And that's on page 32 of the explanation, the printed explanation of our Shaykh, Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And so, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he says in explanation of this important point, that whoever obeys the Prophet enters paradise. He says, هذا حق مستفاد من قوله تعالى. This is a reality that is taken from and benefited from the statement of Allah the Most High, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And obey Allah and the Messenger in order for you to attain mercy, in order for you to receive mercy. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. And rush forth, racing each other towards forgiveness from your Lord. And a garden, the width of it is the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It has been prepared for the pious. From Surah to Ali Imran, the 132nd and 133rd verses. وَمِنْ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. And this reality is also understood from the statement of Allah the Most High. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he, meaning Allah, shall enter him into gardens. تَجِرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. Gardens under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Abiding therein forever. وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the great success. From Surah An-Nisa, the 13th verse. وَمِن قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And from the statement of Allah the Most High, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ, and he fears Allah, وَيَتَّقَهِ, and he observes His duty to Him, and is conscious of Him, and fears Him, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Then such are the successful. From Surah An-Nur, the 52nd verse, وَقَوْلِهِ, and the statement of Allah, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, then such are with those whom Allah has bestowed His favor upon. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ. From the prophets and the devoutly truthful. وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. And the martyrs and the righteous. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And what a good companionship those people are. From Surah An-Nisa, the 69th verse. وَقَوْلِهِ, and it's also understood from his statement, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, then he has achieved a great achievement from Surah Al-Ahzab, the 71st verse. وَالْآيَاتُ فِي ذَلِكَ كَثِيرًا, and the verses on this topic are many. Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah continues, وَمِنْ قَوْلِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and furthermore, this reality of the obligation to obey the messenger is understood from the statement of the messenger, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى, all of my ummah shall enter paradise except for the one who refuses. فَقِيلَ وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, and it was said, who would refuse, O Messenger of Allah? قَالَ مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ, he said, whoever obeys me enters paradise. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي دَخَلَ النَّارِ, and whoever disobeys me, then he enters the fire. And this was collected by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, Rawahu Al-Bukhari. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, rahimahullahu ta'ala, said, وَمَنْ عَصَاهُ دَخَلَ النَّارِ, and whoever disobeys him enters the fire. And of course that is understood directly from the second part of the hadith that we've just read. Our Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he stated, هَذَا أَيْضٌ حَقٌ مُسْتَفَادٌ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, this is another reality that is understood from the statement of Allah the Most High, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ, whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger and transgresses the limits He set, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا, he shall enter him into a fire forever. He shall abode therein. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, and he shall have a disgraceful punishment, from Surah An-Nisa, the 14th verse. وَقَوْلِهِ, and his statement, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا, he has strayed in manifest misguidance, from Surah Al-Ahzab, the 36th verse. وَقَوْلِهِ, and his statement as well, the statement of Allah, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, for him is the fire of hell, he shall abide therein forever. From Surah Al-Jinn, the 23rd verse, we seek Allah's refuge from the fire. وَمِنْ قَوْلِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ السَّابِقِ, and it's also understood from the statement of the Messenger, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, from the previously mentioned hadith, وَمَنْ عَصَانِي دَخَلَ النَّارِ, and whoever disobeys me, he enters the fire. And a comment here, what I recall from the hadith, which is in Al-Bukhari, is the ending of it is, وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى, then whoever disobeys me, he has refused. And Allah Ta'ala knows best if this wording is collected in the Sahih of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari. Now, returning to the text, the author states, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the evidence is the statement of Allah the Most High, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ رَسُولًا شَاهِدًا عَلَيْكُمْ, verily we have sent to you a messenger who is a witness over you, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ رَسُولًا, as we have sent to Pharaoh a messenger, فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولَ, and Pharaoh had disobeyed the messenger, فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا, and so we seized him with a powerful overtaking, from Surah Al-Muzzammil, the 15th and 16th verses. The second of these three matters, as the Shaykh ends his discussion here, the author ends his discussion on the first matter that is binding on all Muslims, male and female, to know about. The first one being what? Our purpose in life, that we have been created, provided for, and not left without purpose, but rather a messenger has been sent to us. And the author states, الثانية, the second one, أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَىٰ أَن يُشْرَكَ مَعَهُ أَحَدٌ فِي عِبَادَتِهِ, that verily Allah is not pleased with anything being made into a partner to him, ascribed to him as a partner, associated with him in an act of worship. لا ملك مقرب, not an angel drawn near, ولا نبي مرسل, and not a prophet sent, dispatched as a messenger, neither of them, or anyone less than them, may be taken as an associate or a partner to Allah. والدليل قوله تعالى, and the evidence is the statement of Allah the Most High, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, and verily the masajid, the houses of worship, they are for Allah. And the verse also carries the meaning of the body parts that prostrate, they are for Allah. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, so do not call upon anyone besides Allah or along with Allah. From Surah Al-Jinn, the 18th verse. In explanation, our Shaykh Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he stated, أي المسألة الثانية, this is the second issue, مما يجب علينا علمه, that which knowledge of it is binding upon us. And I want to make a note here before continuing the reading, that these three issues mentioned, these are not al-usul al-thalatha, but these are three introductory issues that help introduce al-usul al-thalatha, the three main principles that is the subject of the book. He says, أَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, that verily Allah, the glorified and most high, لَا يَرْضَى أَن يُشْرَكَ مَعَهُ فِي عِبَادَتِهِ أَحَدٌ, he's not pleased that anyone be taken as an associate, a shariq, a partner with him in an act of worship, anyone at all. بَلْ هُوَ وَحْدَهُ الْمُسْتَحِقُ لِلْعِبَادَةِ, rather he alone is the only one deserving of worship. وَدَلِيلُ ذَلِكَ مَا ذَكَرَهُ الْمُؤَلِّفُ, and the evidence for that is what the author mentioned, rahimahullah, may Allah be pleased with him, فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, of the statement of Allah the Most High, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ, and verily the masjids, the houses of Allah, or the body parts that prostrate, they are for Allah. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, so do not call upon anyone along with Allah. From Surah Al-Jinn, again the 18th verse, فَنَهَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَن يَدْعُوَ الْإِنسَانُ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, Allah the Most High has forbidden that a person call upon anyone along with Allah. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَنْهَى عَن شَيْءٍ, and Allah does not forbid a matter, إِلَّا وَهُوَ لَا يَرْضَاهُ, except that He is not pleased with it. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, the glorified and most high. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, and Allah the mighty and majestic has said, إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ, if you disbelieve, then verily Allah is self-sufficient, free of need of you. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرَ, and He is not pleased for His servants that they fall into disbelief, al-kufr. He is not pleased with disbelief for His servants. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ, and if you are to be thankful to Allah, then He will be pleased with that from you. From Surah Az-Zumar, the 7th verse, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High has stated, فَإِن تَرْضَوْا عَنْهُمْ, and if you are pleased with them, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ, then verily Allah is not pleased with a people who are disobedient and rebellious. From Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th verse, فَالْكُفْرُ وَالشِّرْكُ لَا يَرْضَاهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, so disbelief and polytheism are things that Allah is not pleased with, and He is the glorified and most high. بَلْ إِنَّمَا أَرْسَلَ الرُّسُلَ, rather He has sent messengers. وَأَنْزَلَ الْكُتُبَ, and He has revealed books of revelation. لِمُحَارَبَةِ الْكُفْرِ وَالشِّرْكِ, in order to combat disbelief and polytheism. وَالْقَضَاءِ عَلَيْهِمَا, and in order to do away with these two matters, in order to rid the people of these two matters, disbelief and polytheism. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has said, وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. And fight them, meaning combat them in military confrontations, until there remains no more fitna, that is, polytheism, and the deen, the religion, is entirely for Allah alone. That's from Surah Al-Anfal, the 39th verse. وَإِذَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لَا يَرْضَى بِالْكُفْرِ وَالشِّرْكِ. And if it's the case that Allah is not pleased with disbelief and polytheism, فَإِنَّ الْوَاجِبَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ لَا يَرْضَى بِهِمَا. Then what is binding upon a believer is that he is also not pleased with these two matters. لِأَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ رِضَاهُ وَغَضَبُهُ تَبَعُ رِضَى اللَّهِ وَغَضَبِهِ. That is because the believer, his pleasure and his displeasure or his anger is in suit with Allah's pleasure and his anger. فَيَغْضَبُ لِمَا يُغْضِبُ اللَّهَ. So he is angry with what angers Allah. وَيَرْضَى بِمَا يَرْضَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And he's pleased with what pleases Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. وَكَذَلِكَ إِذَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لَا يَرْضَى الْكُفْرَ وَلَا الشِّرْكَ. And similarly, since it's the case that Allah is not pleased with disbelief, nor is He pleased with polytheism, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَلِيقُ بِمُؤْمِنٍ. Then as a result of that, it should not be appropriate or deemed befitting for a believer, and يَرْضَى بِهِمَا, that he is pleased with either of the two of those. وَالشِّرْكُ أَمْرُهُ خَطِيرٌ. And polytheism is a very grave matter. قال الله عز وجل, Allah the Mighty and Majestic has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Verily Allah does not forgive that partners are set up with him. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And he forgives all things less than that for whomever he chooses, from Surah An-Nisa, the 48th verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High has said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. Verily, whoever commits polytheism with Allah, associating partners with Allah, then Allah has made paradise forbidden for him, and his abode shall be the fire. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ. And the oppressive people shall not have anyone to aid them. From Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 72nd verse. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, said, مَنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever meets Allah not having committed shirk, not having associated anything in worship with him, he will enter paradise. وَمَنْ لَقِيَهُ يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا دَخَلَ النَّارِ. And whoever meets him having committed acts of polytheism, worshipping others along with him, he shall enter the fire. Returning back to the text of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, and this is the third of three things as a precursor to our main three principles. The third thing of three matters that are obligatory for every Muslim, both male and female, to know about. Al-Thalitha, the third one, أَنَّ مَنْ أَطَاعَ الرَّسُولَ وَوَحَّدَ اللَّهَ. That verily whoever obeys the Messenger and singles out Allah in worship, لَا يَجُوزُ لَهُ مُوَالَاتُ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. It is not permissible for him to take those who have animosity for Allah and His Messenger as allies. وَلَوْ كَانَ أَقْرَبَ قَرِيبٍ. Even if they were the closest of kin. وَدَلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And the evidence for that is the statement of Allah the Most High, لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ. You shall not find any people believing in Allah on the last day, having love for those who have had animosity for Allah and His Messenger, even if they were their fathers or their children or their brothers or their close family. أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانَ. Such people, Allah has written in their hearts iman. Allah Ta'ala has decreed for faith to be in their hearts. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْهُ. And He has aided them with a ruh from Himself. وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. And He enters them into paradise with gardens flowing under it. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Abiding therein forever. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ. Such are the party of Allah. أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Nay, verily, the party of Allah, they are those who are victorious. The 22nd verse from Surah Al-Mujadila. In explanation, the Shaykh Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen stated, أي المسألة الثالثة, the third issue here, مما يجب علينا علمه, that we are required to have knowledge of, is الولاء والبراء, loyalty and disallegiance. والولاء والبراء أصل عظيم. And loyalty and disallegiance is a great foundation. جاءت فيه النصوص الكثيرة. Many textual evidences have come to support it or to establish it. قال الله عز وجل, Allah the Mighty and Majestic has said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا. O you who believe, do not take close advisors from those who are not from you, those who would not pass the opportunity to bring harm and evil to you. From Surah Ali Imran, the 118th verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High has said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ. O you who believe, do not take the Jews and Christians as allies. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. They are for each other allies. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. And any one of you who would take them as allies, then he is from them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Verily Allah does not guide a people who are oppressive. From Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 51st verse. وَقَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High has said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَكُمْ هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. O you who believe, do not take people who have taken your religion as mockery and games. مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبَلِكُمْ. From those who have been given the book before you. وَالْكُفَّارَ, and the disbelievers. أَوْلِيَا, do not take them as أَوْلِيَا, do not take them as allies. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, and fear Allah if you are indeed true believers. From Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 57th verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High has said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا آبَاءَكُمْ وَإِخْوَانَكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. O you who believe, do not take your fathers and your brothers as allies. إِنِ اسْتَحَبُّوا الْكُفْرَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ, if they choose or if they prefer disbelief over faith. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, and whoever takes them as allies from amongst you, then such are the people who are oppressive. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ. Say, if it is that your fathers and your children, وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ, and your brothers and your wives, وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ, and your tribes, وَأَمْوَالٌ اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا, and your wealth that you have gathered, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, and the trade that you fear that would be lost or be in ruin, وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْلَوْنَهَا, and the places of residence that you are so happy about, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ, if those matters are more beloved to you, مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ, more than Allah and His Messenger, and jihad in His path, and military confrontation of the enemies under the Islamic ruler in the path of Allah, فَتَرَبَّصُوا, then hold tight or wait, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ, until Allah brings about His affair. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ, and verily Allah does not guide a people who are rebellious and disobedient. From Surah At-Tawbah, the 23rd and 24th verses. وَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, verily you have a fine example to follow, a fine role model to take as an example in Ibrahim, in Abraham and those with him. إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ, when they said to their people, إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ, verily we are free of you. وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, and as well we are free of what you worship besides Allah. كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ, we have disowned you, we reject you and denounce you. وَبَدَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا, and there has appeared between us hatred and animosity forever. أَبَدًا حَتَّى, forever and ever until or unless something happens. حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ, until you believe in Allah alone. That's from Surah Al-Mumtahana, the fourth verse. Al-Ayah. وَلِأَنَّ مُوَالَاتَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَمُدَارَتَهُ, and that is because having allegiance with those who have opposed Allah and engaging with them mutually, compromising with them, تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَا فِي قَلْبِ الْإِنسَانِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ضَعِيفٌ, it shows what is in the heart of a person of faith in Allah and His Messenger that is weak. Weak faith in Allah and His Messenger. لِأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنَ الْعَقَلِ, because it is not from sound intellect. أَنْ يُحِبَّ الْإِنسَانُ شَيْئًا هُوَ عَدُوٌ لِمَحْبُوبِهِ, that a person loves a thing which is an enemy to the thing which he really loves. وَمُوَالَاتُ الْكُفَّارِ, and taking the disbelievers as allies, تَكُونُ بِمُنَاصَرَتِهِمْ وَمُنَاوَنَتِهِمْ عَلَى مَا هُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالضَّلَالِ. Pay attention to this statement, that taking the disbelievers as allies occurs when they are aided, when you aid them and when you support them upon that which they are on of disbelief and misguidance. وَمَوَادَّتُهُمْ, and loving them, تَكُونُ بِفِعْلِ الْأَسْبَابَ الَّتِي تَكُونُ بِهَا مَوَدَّتُهُمْ, then loving them occurs through doing the actions which shows love for them. فَتَجِدُهُ يُوَادَّهُمْ, you find a person loving them, أَيَطْرُبُ وَدَّهُمْ, he seeks their affection, بِكُلِّ طَرِيقٍ, in every way. وَهَذَا لَا شَكَّ يُنَافِي الْإِيمَانَ كُلَّهُ أَوْ كَمَا لَهُ, and that no doubt negates faith, either entirely or partially. فَالْوَاجِبُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ مُعَادَاتُ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, then what is obligatory upon the believer is that he take as enemies those who have animosity, those who have contradicted and opposed Allah and His Messenger. وَلَوْ كَانَ أَقْرَبَ قَرِيبٍ إِلَيْهِ, even if he was the closest of kin to him. وَبُغْضُهُ, and it is obligatory that he hate him. وَالْبُعْدُ عَنْهُ, and remain distant from him. وَلَكِنْ هَذَا لَا يَمْنَعُ نَصِيحَتَهُ, وَدَعْوَتَهُ لِلْحَقِّ. However, this stance does not prevent a person from giving advice and from calling the one that he hates to the truth. We see here, as we'll close with this point, and we'll stop at this time from our reading, we see here that our Shaykh has made a clear distinction and admonished us about what it means to take the disbelievers as allies. And he says that includes seeking to aid their religion and give them an upper hand as it relates to their misguidance. It does not include and should not be misconstrued to include any pact or any pledge of peace or any agreement or any kind of political cooperation. These kinds of matters do not indicate love for the disbelievers, nor do they indicate that they wish that the Muslim leaders who engage in such peace treaties, that they wish that the disbelief of the disbelievers is aided and supported. No, not at all, because we know from our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he entered into a pact, into a treaty with the disbelievers of Mecca. That was a peace agreement, and that was to stop fighting. And the conditions and stipulations of the peace agreement, in fact, gave advantages to the disbelievers that were not shared by the believers. And that was, for example, the likes of if anyone was displeased with the religion of Muhammad in al-Madinah and wished to return to Mecca, then he must be allowed to do so without stopping him or slowing him down. He is to be allowed freely to leave and return to Mecca to paganism. And if anyone from the people of Mecca wished to enter into the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leaving Mecca to go to Medina, then he would be returned upon arrival in Medina. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed to these stipulations, which seem unfair and seem to give advantages to the disbelievers. He agreed to them and he signed the pact. And in fact, he applied it and enforced it. And there were believers who came to Al-Madinah who were turned around and told to return back to Mecca, and they could not be accepted in the city of Medina during that period of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Review it. It is a very important peace treaty found in the books of Sirah and described and explained by the scholars of Al-Islam. So it is not the case, as the people of Takfir wish it to be, that every agreement between a Muslim state and a non-Muslim state, if it gives some advantages to the disbelievers, it proves the disbelief of those Muslim leaders. It proves that they wish for the disbelievers to be uppermost and their religion to be successful. This is the false lying and contriving and grabbing for straws that the Khawarij of today do, trying to vilify and demonize the Muslim heads of state. May Allah Ta'ala preserve them and grant them success. Another important point that we should pay attention to as we end our discussion in this issue of al-wala and al-bara, of loyalty and allegiance to the Muslims and disloyalty and disallegiance to the non-Muslims, this does not involve transgression. This does not involve violence. This does not involve or necessitate that a person attack non-Muslims. But love and hatred are acts of worship, and they are awthaq ura al-iman, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described them. They are the firmest handholds of iman, and the deen of Allah and iman is ura. It is handholds. And the firmest of those handholds is what? Loving and hating for the sake of Allah, as occurs in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, أوثق عرى الإيمان أن تحب في الله وتبغض في الله. The firmest handholds of faith are that you love for the sake of Allah and that you hate for the sake of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the authentic hadith collected by Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah, in his Sunan, من أحب لله وأبغض لله, whoever obeys, whoever loves for the sake of Allah, and he hates for the sake of Allah. وأعطى لله ومنع لله, and he gives for the sake of Allah, and he withholds for the sake of Allah. فقد استكمل الإيمان, then he has perfected إيمان, he has perfected faith. So loving and hating, they are foundations from the book of Allah and from the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And remember the verse quoted from Surah Al-Mumtahana by Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, how the people of today say, we hate disbelief and we hate polytheism, but we don't hate its people, and we don't have any hatred, rancor, or animosity for the people who commit these things, but rather we hate them, the actions. We hate the actions, the disbelief. We hate these things when they are manifested, but we don't hate people, as Muslims are not allowed to hate people. And they say things like this. We say, return to the book of Allah. Repent from your false ideas. Repent from trying to mesh Islam and Christianity. Repent from these ideas and return back to the book of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has given us an example to follow in this matter. قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. You have a great example to follow in Ibrahim and those with them. Of course, Ibrahim as a prophet and messenger is an example, a role model for us in every part of his life. Specifically, this point right here has been identified as a specific point of example for us to follow. And that is at the time, قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ, when they said to their people, when Ibrahim and his people said to their tribe, إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, we are free of you and what you worship besides Allah. They didn't say we are free of what you worship besides Allah alone. They said, we are free of you firstly. And then after that, what you worship besides Allah. And then it goes on, كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ, we have disbelieved in you. We have disowned you. We denounce you specifically. Again, mentioning the people directly. وَبَدَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ, and between us and you, not between us and your deities, not between us and your actions of polytheism, but between us as people, and you as people, there is adawa and baghda. There is animosity and hatred. Abadan, forever. Hatta tu'minu billahi wahdahu. And that animosity and hatred is religious. It is not because you have oppressed us and taken our land. It is not because of Philistine. It is not because of an aggression or a betrayal here and there. It is because Allah Ta'ala is not being worshipped alone, as his right is to be worshipped alone. And that is the source of our anger and animosity. It is not political. It is not transgressions against our persons or against our lands or our borders. Rather, it is the right of Allah Ta'ala to be worshipped alone, not being upheld. And this animosity and hatred goes on until you believe in Allah alone, meaning until you denounce what you used to worship besides Allah, and affirm Allah as the only object of your worship. At that time, our animosity and our hatred for you goes away. For the people who criticize Islam, and they say Islam preaches hate based on this passage, and they wish to vilify the Muslims based on that, and they say religion should preach love, and religious people should be people who have concern for humanity and love humanity, we say all of these matters are found in the Muslims. They are people who are concerned for humanity and call them to what will save them in this life and in the hereafter. Yet our love and our hatred is our right. Our love and our hatred is our freedom to love and hate whom we choose. And you are not in a position in your land, when you say freedom of religion, freedom of thought, and freedom of expression, you are not in a position to tell people who they must love and who they must hate. And you are not in a position to tell people that they are not allowed to love and they are not allowed to hate for the sake of their Creator. For this, in essence, is a contradiction of your own values. If you are a critic of Islam and you are saying, we believe in freedom of religion and freedom of thought, Then we say, where is our freedom of religion to love and hate whom we choose? They say, okay, but this means you attack. This means you are violent. This means you transgress. This means people are not safe around you. We say, wrong. This does not mean that. Religious loyalty, religious love, religious hatred and disloyalty is religious, and it does not mean we are going to attack you. It does not mean we are going to transgress against you. In fact, while we hate disbelievers for their disbelief, when we have a pact, when we have an understanding of peace and coexistence, and that understanding is established and ongoing, it is not permissible, and it is a major sin and something that can cause a person not to smell the fragrance of paradise, that he take the life of a mu'ahad, of someone that has an understanding or a treaty of peace with the Muslims. So we say it is not permissible for us to attack, to transgress. It is not allowed for us in our religion to deceive, to be treacherous, to trick people out of their money because they are disbelievers. Rather, we are required to be honest and to be open in our business dealings. We are required to uphold standards of peace and safety. We are not allowed to violate those things when they are established. All of these matters are our religion. So do not transgress upon us and say that we are not allowed to love and hate for the sake of Allah, because you believe a religion should not teach love and hatred. For allow us quite simply to have our religion, that which includes how we worship Allah Ta'ala within our hearts with love and hatred. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us true love and hatred in our hearts for Him and for His sake. We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us love for Him and love for His sake in our hearts firmly rooted and in our actions. We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us hatred for His sake, hatred of disbelief, of polytheism, hypocrisy, disobedience, hatred for all of that, true hatred for it, that which keeps us ourselves far away from it and keeps us ourselves far from the company of those who engage in such behavior. This is what Allah Ta'ala has made easy for us. And as we draw near to the time of breaking fast in the state of Florida, we wish our brothers well there. May Allah Ta'ala bless them and increase them in goodness. We ask Allah Ta'ala to improve them and their families and make them great examples of al-Islam and good examples and role models to be followed. هذا والله أعلم وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.